The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
your ass. Watch it, watch it.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethel Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale.
Get it started!
Back off! I got a tonga, I'm not afraid to use it!
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertainable,
mercantile, perk and whimsical. This is what we call Jethel Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello there, everyone. This is Jethel Silverwing, and this is the Jethel Silverwing Show for March 17th, 2009. With me, as always, my love, my girl, my main squeeze, my wife, the woman downstairs, the Silkman Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
How's it going, Elkin?
Going very good.
What you doing?
I'm staring at a box.
A box?
Yes.
Is it filled with the pox?
No.
Is it steel? Are there locks?
No, it's just a box that says, delivery delayed. The statue of Lord Nagathan will be delivered directly to your home by the League of Antonica Bards. I've never gotten anything from them on time.
Jerks. So
that was my freebie.
Your freebie?
Yes, and Beckett's massive online gamer magazine that has EverQuest 10th anniversary tribute in it. There happens to be two goodies that you can get, one for EverQuest and one for EverQuest 2. And the in-game item for EverQuest 1 is a Aqua Goblin familiar. Mm-hmm. And the in-game item for EverQuest 2 is Nagathan at rest, and it shows Nagathan on a pedestal. And it looks really cool, but all I have is a box.
Well, what the hell?
I don't know.
Who do we have to kill?
Somebody else got it? Lyra! Oh, she's got the same thing. She's got the box, too.
The box.
See, now, if you look at it in the wardrobe, she just linked it in channel. It's a box. It's a crate. It's a box.
Oh boy, it's a friggin' box. Woohoo! I'm so glad we got this magazine.
She's happy with boxes.
She likes boxes.
I know.
You know, you can just, you know, get a whole bunch of boxes and then build something in your house.
Don't know if these stack.
At least that's my theory, anyway.
But you can put these, at least in EverQuest 2, you can put this in your guild hall.
You can put the box in the
guild hall. Yeah, supposedly it's 1,000 rent status. Not bad.
Mm-hmm. Now, wait a minute. Do they take rent status out of the guild hall?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Don't think so. But it says that you can place it in-house or guild hall.
Okay.
It just says rent status 1,000, so who knows?
No, that doesn't apply to guild hall.
No, but...
We have a couple of things to announce before we get started here. Cutesy of the Legion of the Core is now a level 58 Necromancer. One of our newer members, Gentle Angel, is now a 26 Warden. Then a whole bunch by Gentle Angel. Blah, 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 blah. And that's about it for the last couple of days. So congratulations, guys. Here's your day. All right.
Well, there is one item coming, but I'm not certain if it will... There's one item coming that I'm not certain if it's going to decrease guild status or not.
No, nothing is going to decrease the guild
status. What about the trophies? They're coming.
Well, I don't know about those. Probably not.
I don't know. We'll have to see.
We will see, yes.
Yes, and that's a two-step process. Your crafters have to have a max ally with their faction, crafting factions, to get the recipe.
All crafting factions?
I think so. Maybe it's just carpenters. I don't know. But Krima's got it. She's got the book. She's ready to go. She can make the pedestal. And when your group goes out and kills the epic monster, it will probably drop a crate that has its head in it. And as long as you have the head, the crate with the head in it, and the crafted mated pedestal, you can combine them into a trophy that you can put in your guild hall. So there you go.
All right. Well, as
I guess, I don't know, I guess they're not going to be, but that's what Delmon's saying. There won't be reducing status in the guild hall, but
yeah. Told you. Anyway. Pardon me. Dry cough.
No pardons for you.
Oh. All right, ladies and gentlemen, as announced on the official EverQuest 2 and all the Sony online game websites, the fanfare countdown has begun. So let's hear it for the fanfare countdown.
It's the fanfare countdown.
Fanfare countdown has begun. Oh, and we have another ding to announce here. Valander, Legion of Kithagor, has just become a level 80 sage.
Ta-da!
So congratulations.
Well, let's see, for fanfare, you can book a flight. Oops. I'm sorry, I can never control when you're playing the dings. But for fanfare, you can book your flight, you can book your motel. I don't know why, but it's cheaper. I don't know. The motel, they have it listed for $79, it's $69 right now. I don't know.
Hey, I'm not complaining.
And then tickets start, the event tickets themselves are, what, April?
I'm not sure. They haven't announced it yet.
April.
But the big news about this year's fanfare is, of course, it is the 10th anniversary of EverQuest. Woohoo, in general, EverQuest!
All of it.
And surpassing all news, you know, we don't care who's going to be there, what's going to be going on, but you know what? Jethro and Elquin are going to fanfare! Woohoo! We're going, baby.
Yep, tickets are bought, hotel's gotten, all we got to do is get the fanfare tickets and we're good.
Yeah, we're ready to go.
There's a lot of people I know that are going.
Good. We're going to have a good time, I hope.
I think we are. We're going to have to pace ourselves and probably take a day off when we get back to recoup.
Yeah, probably.
Totally serious. I mean, Warshaw is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be cool.
I know Xanadai and her husband Bill are thinking very heavily of going.
They have to think harder. They have to come. This is the 10th anniversary. We're going. It will be a very good time. They just need to knock Xan out, throw her on a plane, and wake her up when it lands.
Well, you know, they also have to think about a babysitter for that weekend, too, you know.
Yeah. So
they got a little bit more to think about on that than we do. Although, I'm pretty sure we're going to come down to a house that's burnt to the ground.
No,
I was just trying to cook some tater tots and the whole thing burst into flames!
No!
That's what we're going to hear when we come back to a, you know, a burnt out frame of a house.
No, he'll be fine. I got Teresa willing to keep an eye on him. I'm pretty sure he'll be fine here during the day.
Okay, then. All right. Well, speaking of Xanadi, with us tonight is Xanadi.
Hello.
Hello, Xan. How you doing?
I'm good.
You know, I think you're just torturing yourself here. Here you are because because what was it? Somebody had a baby at work or something like that? Or I don't know. You're doing double shifts at work.
I'm actually doing double shifts at work because to give one of my girls grievance.
Ah.
Her daughter, which is also a friend of mine, they had an incident at the house and their baby died. So we've been working double shifts, and it's been pretty bad. I've been exhausted. This week should everything get back to normal.
So you've been doing double shifts at work, and then you're doing a double shift today because
yep.
You know, you were doing EQ Tuesday, and now you're doing my show.
I am. See, I'm just full of it.
So you have to come to Fanfare. You have to. It's a moral imperative. Because
everybody I've talked to so far has said the exact same thing. They're like beating me with a stick.
We will knock you out and throw you in the cargo hold if we have to. You have to come.
You might have to.
You have to, because you're not going to leave me and Elquin there with Delmon. Someone has to. Someone has to wrangle the Delmon.
Well, you know, I got in a discussion with Del about this afternoon. And he said, well, he said, here's how the Silverwings are going.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and if the Xan clan goes, he said that's going to put him to the back of the bus.
The short bus?
That's exactly what we said. We said, well, how bad could it be? It's the short bus.
It's the back of the short bus.
So
that's pretty bad.
You're not going very far.
Yeah, but the back of the short bus, I mean, how far? That's pretty bad.
The short bus has, what, 3 seats?
No, you seriously can't unleash Delmon completely unleashed. It's
I have never really left home. I mean, I've gone out of state before, but you know, by car, and it wasn't that far.
I think you should go to the doctor, tell him that you're afraid of flying, get some sort of little prescription that will make you very happy, have Billy pour you onto the plane, and by the time you get there, you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. I know Orlok, a.k.a. Monty, who used to do the audiogasm, is highly considering going. He was checking out the prices for flights and hotels, and he's like, this might be doable. So,
that's what
you
we're
might
looking
be coming
at.
Too.
This might be
okay, everybody's been asking me. I mean, it's very inexpensive, okay? I'm going to just flat out tell you guys that.
We did for two... For two adults, going hotel room in the place where they're in Bally's where they're having the event.
Four days
because we're going a day early just for the hell of it. Because hey, you know, I'm sure there's going to be a lot to do, a lot of people who want to hang out, and
a lot of people are coming in on Wednesday anyway that we can probably hook up with and just you know,
right, just have
dinner
some fun
or
whatever.
Drinks or talks.
If we go, I think we decided Wednesday too.
Yeah, that we have an extra day where you're not, you can hang back and be friends, and then the following days, okay, let's do all the EQ stuff. But anyway, I think we got our entire package here, you know, not including the Fanfare tickets themselves, was $840.
Yeah,
that's for two of us.
I think. Let me
that's extremely cheap. I've spent that
thing.
Much on just a ticket before, almost. A round trip ticket.
I can get it for $804.
Yeah.
From where I'm at.
So about
and
the
that's
same.
If a friend drives us to the airport.
Yeah, what are we going to do? I can't see us leaving the van there for 5 days.
Yeah, I've got a friend who...
Maybe we may leave the Buick down there.
Yeah, maybe the Buick. I mean, who cares what the hell happens to the Buick?
That's what I was thinking. We'll just take the Buick down and leave it.
Of course, it couldn't be as bad as when my ex-wife and I traveled from Tennessee to New Hampshire when my mom had open-heart surgery. We came back to discover that we had left a can of soda in the cup holder.
Oh, no.
In over 100-degree weather. So, of course, it was it was like 200-some-odd degrees in the car. It exploded. We came back to a very sticky car.
Ew. Oh, God. Yeah. Okay, no sodas in the Buick, okay? You know, I want to bring something up quickly because I can see it happening right now.
Uh-huh.
We have one member in our guild that's probably going to end up with their mythical before the end of the night.
Who's that?
Drell.
Really?
One of her, either Drell or her alt, Lirinair?
Lunariel?
Lunariel? Okay, which is her Aerosite assassin. Because she just did
Leviathan.
And so, you know, I believe on one of her alt's tracks, that's all she's got. And then she's got to do VP. That's it. So.
Go, Drell, go! Go, Drell, go!
Go, Drell, go!
Yeah.
And they live in... That person lives in Vegas, and hopefully we'll be seeing them.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. So we'll see them, too. I know Carowyn, who was on the show a few months ago, who does the Guild Cloaks.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to her today by text message. She's actually in the process of moving, and her computer's not set up again yet. But, I was talking to her by text, and she's definitely going to be there, and she's going to have mine and Elquendena's cloaks ready for us.
You mean we'll have a cloak?
Uh-huh. You and I will have cloaks, and Elquend and I are actually going to be undertaking a little adventure here in the realm of sewing. We're actually going to break out the sewing machine that Elquend has, and we're going to try to make a guild banner. I went ahead, I made the design, I made the pattern today while I was at work. And, you know, I blew it up because I have a blueprint machine. I was able to get it full-sized how we want it. It's going to be 2 feet by 3 feet. And, you know, we'll get, like, a staff or something like that. How the hell are we going to get that on the plane?
We'll have to get an extendable staff or something. Or you, FedEx it, hon.
We may have to.
There's going to be quite a bit we're going to probably just FedEx right to the hotel.
And,
I'm telling you that right now.
And I made a promise back some years ago that the next time I went to a fanfare, I would dress up like an EverQuest 1 hill giant.
I still think you should go for the costume contest.
Costume contest, or I could volunteer my services to the support staff for the live... there is a live quest that they
do. Yeah, I don't know if you want to be standing in one spot for 2 to 4 hours.
No, I don't think that would do my feet very well.
So, I think you should
costume
go
contest.
For the main spotlight on stage with... You can get up there and roar and throw coins out into the audience. You know, they'll love it. They'll eat it up.
Yeah, Nicodemus is from the Antonia Vale service saying that we need to motivate Carowyn to open up a guild cloak stand this year. I believe that is what she's trying for.
Yeah.
She told me, anyway, that she wants to try to get a stand going for this year. She's going to be printing out a mess of bumper stickers and magnets and buttons and stuff like that. And she also wants to display her cloaks. So, you know, we'll see what happens there. I'm not sure, you know, I don't know about the vendor end of this. So I don't know how long you have to sign up for it in advance or whatever. I don't know.
And I don't know how many of the Legion of Kithakor are going to go, but let's see what we can do to arrange getting them t-shirts if they're going to come.
Oh, definitely. If I will set up a new board. Matter of fact, I'll do it right now. On the Kithakor.org forums, any member of the Legion of Kithakor who is planning on going to the
fanfare will get you a t-shirt to wear.
Right. You just reply to my little thread there and let me know what size, and we'll make sure everyone has Legion of Kithakor t-shirts.
You have to be in the guild and don't be joining up just for the t-shirt. I'll shoot you.
But of course,
I will hunt you down.
But of course, if anyone wants... one of the t-shirts, you can go to Kithakor.org, and there is a little banner on the left-hand side that says, visit the store, and I have mugs and t-shirts already made up. My favorite is the Drunken Stein.
Yeah, but that's not a Legion of Kithakor shirt.
Well, I know, I'm just saying if anyone wants to have a t-shirt or something like that,
of your stuff, yeah, okay.
I have, you know, t-shirts of... You know, drunken dwarf shouting, let's get blind, stinking drunk! And I think the favorite is, you know, once things get going, I know the economy's rough and stuff right now, but I think once things actually get selling, I think the stabby t-shirt is going to be big.
Stabby! Everybody loves stabby.
And of course, there is a Legion of Kid the Core t-shirt already there. We will make those available for anyone going to the fanfare, I think.
Yep.
We'll try like hell too, anyway. So yeah, I'll make that for them tonight. And members planning on going to the fanfare, we'll get you a t-shirt. Just let me know what size.
Yeah, the best part of fanfare I like is when you meet up with other people that you've been gaming with, you know, over the years, and you find some place to camp out in the hotel, usually one of the bars. So you get this group growing. You have a group in the bar, and you're all sitting around. Pretty soon, other people wander by, and you notice they know you, or you know them, and next thing they know, you're joining them, and you've got this huge group going along, and it's just wonderful.
And I will be making CDs of Jethel's greatest hits. So what I want my listeners to do, and pass this along to people that you know that like my stuff, pass this along. Go to kithicore.org. Go to the new media center. That's click on audio and video, and then go to Jethel's Parodies. That'll bring you to the jukebox. Rate your favorite songs.
Yeah, and the most popular ones, I'm going to talk him into putting on CDs.
Right. Just click the little icon on the top there for songs. It'll bring up the entire list in alphabetical order. And rate the songs. Just click on the little button that says review, or you can actually click on the little icon that I have next to each one of the songs and rate it. And the top, like, I don't know, how many songs can you get on a CD now?
Well, you can get quite a few, but you can do whatever you want. Top 12, top...
I'll put out the top 25 songs or something like that on a CD. So go to Kithicore and rate the songs.
And then we'll think of some sort of contest, like, you know, find Jethel Silverwing and say something to him. Ha ha, and you get a CD. How's that? First so many that we can bring.
I know. The first, like, 20 That's... people to come up to me and go, Jethel, Delmon's a fat bastard!
You know, I warned him about that this year.
I knew that was
I had
coming.
To.
And speaking of Delmon, I've got this tell from him saying, FYI, I just spoke to Sock Puppet Zan, and she thinks she'll be going too. What's the sock puppet?
Oh, no.
Puppet? He's got a sock puppet named Zan?
Yeah.
I don't want to know what he does with that in the dark.
Neither do I.
I'm so sorry, hon.
Oh, boy.
I wonder if it's a wool sock.
Lyra, I'm actually wondering if Lyra is going to the fanfare.
I believe she said no.
No? Ah. I was going to say, if Lyra is going to the fanfare, I will make a special Frostfell CD. Just
Wait,
for
she
Lyra.
Said this too. Wait, that's an official ruling.
Yep, no, Lyra's not going. Right. Okay. That's okay.
I know Spindle's going, or at least I'm tempting him to go.
You're tempting the rat.
I'm tempting the rat. I said, I'll buy you a drink.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm definitely not going as Trinity then, because he'll just gank me right there and be, you know, get it over with.
He goes, Scotty!
There's no gank. There's no ganking. But it's pretty funny when people get together in a group and they end up, well, let's go someplace else. And it's always the rangers out in front of the group leading the way.
You know what was really fun when they invited me out to San Diego? We were walking down the street going to Dick's Last Resort, which was the bar / restaurant we went to. We were going to Dick's Last Resort, and we had a walk like 12 blocks. It was quite a ways away. And I'm walking next to Amy, who was Brenlow's assistant. And we're just walking. All of a sudden, we're passing a Victoria's Secrets. Or a Fredericks of Hollywood, something like that. And I'm like, oh no, pathing issue! Bad pathing! And I start walking into the store. But you know what? We're going to go to Vegas. We're going to have a good time. And we're just going to sit there. We're going to watch all the shows. And everything's going to be moving real fast. And all you can do is just stand up and look. You stand up and look around and go, wow, look at the tits. There must be 57 tits up there. That's an old Steve Martin joke. But, of course, if you didn't get the joke, 57 is an odd number.
Yeah.
There, must be 57 tits up there.
You know someone's counting on their fingers right now. Wait a minute.
And their toes. It's probably Delmar.
Yeah, and their toes.
And a sock
pocket. As long as he... Yeah, I was going to say, oh my God, he's counting on the sock pocket.
If that sock pocket puppet has 57 tits, I'm really going to worry.
Who knows what he's done to it?
I don't want to know.
I don't want to know. It's
me either, and it's me.
I just want to know if he washes.
As long as it's not sticky, is what I'm saying.
You know what? If it is, I don't want to know. I do not want to know.
Oh, brother. Ooh.
Talk just got it. One's a cyclops.
At this time, we have to make time to. God, I really screwed that up. I gotta write this shit down once in a while. At this, we must take time every week to test the Narathian emergency broadcast system. So we're going to go ahead and do this right now. So I got to turn off the music. There we go. I turn off the background music. And now it's time to test the Narathian broadcast alert system.
The following is a test of the Narathian alert system. This is only a test.
Oh, my God!
That was only a test. If this had been an actual emergency, we all would have been ganked.
Not good. I hate ganking. I will have to say one thing today. It's St. Patty's Day.
Yes.
And I took corned beef and cabbage to our potluck.
Yes.
It looks like Grimwell was having a potluck, too. He made shepherd's pie and cherry pie. But one thing about, you know, ferrying... cabbage, you know, corned beef and cabbage to work is, it's really, really, really not conducive to the smell of the car.
Oh, forget about the smell of the car. You just smell the house this morning? Holy crap.
Well, the only problem with transporting corned beef and cabbage to a work potluck is that now the car smells like cabbage, which is really not normally the fragrance associated with our auto interiors.
I woke up this morning and thought something had gone bad.
I know.
It's like, what the hell is that?
Well, it's because I start my corned beef the night before, you know, and before I go to bed, I throw the cabbage in and, you know, really on low, and everybody loved it. I mean, the only thing I brought back was just a little bit of cabbage, so, But the car smells like cabbage now.
Sure it does.
It's the cabbage car. Which you don't have to drive now because the kid has to, but man.
Well, I have several bottles, the Febreze spray.
So. Yeah, that's going to need it. I keep expecting Afers to show up in droves and eat the car or something, you know? Cabbage! Open the trunk, find Afers hanging out in there. Cabbage!
Pardon me, miss. Do you have any crispy bacon?
Just cabbage.
Spray.
Brother.
They make a spray for that?
What, cabbage removal?
Febreze.
Or
no, to get rid of the halflings. Removal.
Oh, yeah. Spray for the halflings.
Yeah, it's like...
It's called Raid.
Spray them down. Raid, there you go.
Wouldn't that be like troll repellent?
Put them all on a raid.
Troll repellent.
There you go.
Oh, brother.
So I'm glad you're not having to drive it.
I gotta say, I'm liking the new van.
Yeah, it's turned out to be really, really good.
That's nice. I did. I didn't start to notice recently that when you hit the brakes, it pulls a little to the right, which means the left front caliper is not brake caliper is not functioning exactly properly. It could just need a cleaning, or there could be a little air in the line or something like that. But it is does nothing. But other than that, I like it.
It's good. It's very, very good.
It's good, yes. And, let's see. I forgot what the hell I was going to say. Yay, Domino! Woo, Domino!
Can you,
know why you would want to get rid of the halflings?
Well, the ones that were infesting the trunk of the car.
Yeah.
Come
apple
on,
cabbage.
This isn't a hostel.
Well, they said you could use trolls, but then they wanted to know how would you get rid of the trolls?
Oh, you know what though? Troll repellent wouldn't work on halflings because troll repellent is like fragrant roses.
Oh, speaking of trolls.
Yeah.
Speaking of trolls, I have a little bit of troll news.
No one should speak of trolls.
Troll news. No, all right.
Can you run the troll? Can you run the news report item thingy?
Hold on a minute. God, you want me to get that together now?
Yeah, I do. You're supposed to be the man. You have everything at your control.
Let me find it.
He's finding it. He's looking.
God, you got to give me some kind of warning on this, huh?
Why? No, it's impromptu. We're not scripted. Remember? Or are we going to go back to trying to be scripted?
Yeah, trying to be scripted doesn't work.
No, we're more fun at mayhem.
Oh, news music. There it is. All right.
See, I knew it was right, sir.
Okay, news music. Okay, we have news music going on. Go ahead.
Tell me when.
Go ahead.
Well, this is some news I picked up, after Arola's Day. Supposedly, you know, a lot of guys try to come up with proposal scenarios that their girlfriend will remember forever. The idea was a variation on a very common theme. Put the ring in a drink and let his beloved discover it.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, she drank the entire keg and never found the ring.
Whoops.
Yeah, the group they were in, eager to hurry the discovery process, made the mistake of challenging the lady troll to race. Being rather competitive, she grabbed the keg with both hands and whooped down the entire contents. She was stated as saying she felt nothing at all. She was racing her friends, so there was no way that she was going to lose that competition. So, along with a bag of prunes and a box of high-fiber breakfast cereal, her friends assured her that this too shall pass. And the next day, she was happy to report, it arrived this morning. I've never been so excited about my bodily functions. Ha ha, it's so beautiful. I love it. It was definitely worth the wait. My only hope is that she was talking about the ring. So there you go about troll love.
Oh, brother.
Ew. Double ew.
It's
no. Did I not say no one should speak of trolls?
Well, you guys brought the trolls up. I just took it off from there.
And what if I told you about?
Yes, I know.
Bathroom humor. I don't approve of it.
That wasn't. It had no mention of toilets or bathrooms. We just talked about high-fiber cereal and prunes. Come on. She could have used a bush or something.
All right, that's it. I'm launching the cowapult at you. I hit the boy.
Oh, no. Ow. You talk about buttermilk now.
How did buttermilk get into this?
Well, when
you know what? When
out.
You skip that far, you don't want to know.
No.
All right. Anyway.
I'm a cow. Can't you see?
Yes. I already played that one before the show.
I know. Okay.
I assure you, Lyra, that no cows were harmed in the making of this cowapult. Launching the cowapult, on the other hand.
Totally different.
Totally different.
It's a milkshake.
Okay. Xanadai, yes. You're here for a reason.
I am.
You are. Your alt, Akesha.
Akesha,
I'm sorry. Akesha. Who is a dark elf.
Yep, she's a tiered elf.
She's a dark elf.
A very little one, actually. I made her as small as I possibly could.
Okay, so you are a very small, a petite dark elf.
Yeah.
Who is dating?
She's an assassin.
Who is dating a gigantic ogre?
Ogre. He,
if anyone's ever seen Klump, Antonio Bell, Kruger is a little bit bigger than Klump.
And you're like sleeping with him.
It was something we had to work around.
Uh-huh.
It was actually a huge discussion when they first started getting on how they were going to do this.
Uh-huh. Are you planning on children?
Yes, actually we are. We actually went back and forth with a discussion of all in character too, which was rather hysterical. We had the discussion of adoption or whether they wanted to have children of their own. And it was decided that they would have children of their own.
You're gonna pop like a balloon, you know that.
We figured it would be interesting.
Interesting? You're gonna pop like a freaking balloon!
Well, see, that we figured that would be the fun part of it, for the fact that Akesha, they're both lieutenants in the Knights of Freeport. And Akesha is 2nd Brigade, which is Special Ops. And she's very much, other than when she's with Kruger, she's very much just very business. She doesn't like to take time off. You know, she goes in, she does her job. She'll take a few days off for their wedding, but that'll be about it. And it's going to come down to the fact of she's not going to be, when she gets pregnant, she will not be able to work. So it's actually going to be quite the argument.
You're not
going
to be able to sit up.
To move. I know, that's you know, what we're laughing about, is the fact of she's probably going to end up being bedridden for most of this. And so they're having quite the fit that she's going to argue the fact that she can still work when she... probably won't even be able to get out of bed.
I can work! Give me the wheelbarrow!
Yeah!
God! You know, well, though, we really can't find this too bizarre, though. Den Mother is married to an ogre.
Yep.
And Den Mom is a halfling.
Yep. Oh, see, that's even worse. I mean, come on.
Brass, who is a dwarf, is married to a troll.
Oui. Now, Kruger asked that we view him in Soga, and I have actually found a huge difference between the Soga and non-Soga for ogres.
Mm, yeah, there is. The Soga for ogres are more bodybuilders.
Yes.
Than the...
Yeah, and
it's made
a huge difference.
And the non-Soga ogres, they're not actually fat, but they're just, they're bulky.
Lumpy?
Lumpy, yes.
Lumpy. I joke with Clump now and then. I call him Lumpy Clumpy.
Lumpy Clumpy.
But yeah, Kruger, that's the interesting part about him. It's not the fact that he's just an ogre. He has a couple growth things on him he role plays the fact that he was born very large. I believe his entire family is that way. But yeah, he's huge. When he's at his normal height, the height that he stays at regularly, she comes just above his knees.
What the hell's wrong with you? That's what I want. What is wrong with you?
This was not planned at all. This was like an open roleplay thing that we just kind of fell into. He was her...
I don't want to hear about your love falling into things.
They actually got together for the fact of... they both have a sweet tooth.
Mm-hmm.
And he offered her candy.
So he's
and
going
he
to so
there.
So he's going to dip you in chocolate and eat you. Is that it?
No,
wait, that could be taken a couple ways.
What parts is he going to put chocolate on you?
ladies and gentlemen, I found that the following is true. Any man who claims he is going to smear you in honey and lick it off starting at the feet has never done it before.
Yeah.
By the time you get to anything interesting, you'd be in a diabetic coma.
Coma.
And
yeah.
Let's not forget that honey crystallizes.
Yeah. Sticky. Be stuck.
Oh, looks like Drelzna is in Vishen's Peak.
Yep.
and is going after the final stage of her epic. Go, Drelzna! Hope she gets it. And then, who knows, maybe one of these days I might be able to convince a group of people to go in there and help me get my Reet faction so I can continue with mine. I boycotted for, what, a year? Okay.
Gotta work on it, hon. We can do it.
Yes, I have to work on it. I can't do anything without a group, is what I'm saying.
We can do it.
I have done all the solo Reet faction quests that there are.
Okay. We'll take you down for some more groups then. Getting back to pouring chocolate on Zan's all. Or was that dipping her in chocolate and then sucking it off?
No, we're just talking about dipping her in chocolate and eating her in general.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they did find a way around the size issue.
And that is?
He talked to you, and I'm not sure what kind of relation it would actually be. I think it's kind of like an aunt or grandmother or something. He calls her Nana, which is rather funny for an ogre, how he is. He's actually the sweet mushy one.
He's a mama's boy!
I find it sweet. But he got an amulet, and he can shrink.
Oh!
She's a shaman, and she made this amulet for him that he can
shrink. I hope
he
doesn't shrink too much, you know what I mean?
Ladies and gentlemen, there is a mature audience warning in front of this show, and there's a reason for it.
At the beginning of this show, and there's a reason.
I mean, is it all over? I mean, proportional, or just one part?
It's proportional. It's proportional. The whole body shrinks down.
Yeah, if it didn't shrink proportionately, then it would kind of defeat the purpose of using the shrink potion at that point.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Topical. Can you use a shrink potion as a topical rub? No, wait, because if there's any left, it would work on you, too, on contact.
That would be bad.
Or good, depending on the situation.
That could be true.
Hooked together forever. No.
Good for him, maybe bad for me.
This show has really gone downhill so fast.
Yes, it has.
I thought it almost.
Well, at least I didn't say the line he asked me to say. Which was?
Come on, say it anyway.
What, the 17 pounds of ogre meat?
Yes. It's a big joke at how big he is. I mean, he is the biggest member in Knights of Freeport.
So, and he has the biggest member in the Knights of Freeport? Have you checked?
Have you done a lineup?
No, but not personally. No, I don't think that's quite right. I'm only a lieutenant, you know.
Well,
but
you know, if
we've
he...
said, you know, he takes off his pants, he could kill three people at least.
or he screams about how cold the water is.
Yeah. I mean, he's great with interrogations and stuff. You know, he only has a few words he has to say. People are terrified of him. Which is rather funny, because he's quite sweet. Usually, unless you get on his bad side.
Oh, have you seen the, to change the subject entirely here, have you seen the, Legion of Kithagor Guild Hall since I updated the meeting hall upstairs? Xanadon?
No, I haven't, actually. I have not been down there.
You must come.
I see a lot of the guild hall from my husband's computer.
Ah. Well, he was at the meeting on Sunday. Did you see it then? Or?
I saw a lot of the downstairs. I didn't see anything else. I haven't slept in so long that I tried taking a nap on Sunday. Nothing worked. So I will have to get down there and see that.
And my next project is I'm actually going to be redoing the, I want to redo the hot tub. We're not really using the theater that I put downstairs. So I'm actually going to change this into our recreation area. It's going to be the hot tub. I'm also going to build a sauna.
That'll be fun.
And I will steal ideas from other people who have put showers in and stuff like that. So we'll have a little shower room and stuff like that.
Well, you know, for a sauna, you know those things we got from Frostfell, from the Ice Keep?
Mm-hmm.
The token things that you bought, you know, that gave off a lot of steam.
That oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So where'd we leave off, though?
I don't know. Probably not. Probably just talking about the hot tubs or something like that. But we're back. Sorry about that. We're back. We're talking about hot tubs, cold tubs, saunas, and the fact that Akesha is really going to need to see a gynecologist really, really soon. Reconstructive surgery, I'm thinking, actually.
She's okay so far. Couple ice packs.
Okay, well, we're going to take a little bit of a music break here. If anyone has any requests, by all means, let me know, and I'll see about getting it in. We'll get about a 15-minute break going here. Let me see those lineup of songs.
I have some.
Okay, what do you want to hear?
No, play something else from Cloud Shadow. I gave you a couple of their songs.
Okay, well, they sound kind of...
How about Fig for a Kiss?
That's what we played already. That.
You already played that one? I thought you... What about Reels?
So they find it. Reels, okay.
They, let me get the thingy back up. So I can read. They consider them an Anglo-Celtic acid jazz group.
Mm-hmm.
High school friend.
So let's see. So yeah, if anyone has any requests, Xanadu, you want to hear anything specific?
I haven't heard Fallen in a while.
Alright, let's see.
I always love that one. I don't know why.
Because you're afraid of falling.
I'm terrified of it.
I thought you were afraid of murder. I thought you were afraid of swimming, of water.
I am, almost as bad.
Thank you. real hard. Delighting in their fallen states, hey, she took their money. She saw me applauding her work, and she came right up and punched me in the nose. My dark elf girl. Call me a jerk. We both started to laugh and smile. She said she admired my guts. Then another guard ran up and got a spiked club right in the nuts from you, my dark elf girl. Oh, that had to hurt, my dark elf girl. Up all night in lava storm, just to hear the ding.
Alright, folks, and now here's the 2009 Brew Day song, Stein Full of Ale.
Stein full of brass. Stein full of brass.
All right, this next song was actually recommended to me by Morian of the Antonia Vale server after, I guess, a real fun time in the Claymore channel. Here's 16 quests.
What do you want?
Sounds of swords clashing on shields. Mass hysteria. It's mayhem out there.
That can mean one of two things.
What's that, sir?
Either there's a horde of rampaging orcs attacking the camp, or Jethel has released a new song!
I lolled right in about a quarter to nine. It stopped raining and the sun it did shine. Gather up my armor and I gotta go. Time to beat the stuffing out an old scarecrow. You finished 16 quests. What did I get? A little gold and silver and experience debt. See me charging into battle cause I'm so gung-ho. Lost my silver to a goblin lotto.
Come on.
Saw an old lady walking slow with a cane.
Can I help you, ma'am?
Offered to help, but I heard her complain. That's no old lady, was a wizard gnome. Started swinging the cane against my old shin bone. I made 16 quests. What did I get? A little gold and silver and experience debt. A gnome blocked the road, gave him the old heave-ho. Selling all the things that I've outgrown. Drinking with the dwarf at the Stoneyard Inn. Didn't heed the warnings and the room starts to spin. Dwarves love ale, halflings love pie. Made a pass at a girl and got a punch in the eye. 16 quests, what did I get? A little gold and silver and experience debt. Got robbed outside by an ogre named Joe. He knocked me out with an old jawbone. When the men see me coming, they all step aside. When the ladies hear my name, they get teary-eyed. There's no one left to group with, I'm on my own. Karma last words on an old tombstone. I finished 16 quests, what did I get? A little gold and silver and experience debt. I tell you my friends, all I hear is no. Gonna mow them down with my armored rhino.
She's a wood elf. Running a rope bridge, just starting out here. Doesn't know any better. He's an Ixar monk in Velcator's labyrinth, pulling spiders, running icy paths. In the plain of sky. Didn't notice in time. Now I'm falling.
the guards wouldn't wait to kill the darn punk. Well, I'm not dumb, but I can't figure why he keeps coming back time after time. It'd be darn punk. F-I-B-B-Y, darn punk. Oh, oh, it'd be darn punk. Well, I'm just starting out, can't figure what's up. He goes down faster than the little no-pops. F-I-B-B-Y, darn punk. F-I-B-B-Y, darn punk. He's got a cool name and he's giving a shout. His death toaster passes a river fell trout. F-I-B-B-Y, darn punk. F-I-B-B-Y, darn punk. Ho, ho, F-I-B-B-Y, darn punk. Well, I started hunting just an hour ago. His suicide run really makes a great show. Avenging the pups, charging the gate. He should've got Naga, but he couldn't wait. I don't know what he's thinking, just seems a waste. A no-kill Bob waiting on his unhinged haste. Fippy darn punk. F-I-B-B-Y darn punk. Oh, ho, oh, that Fippy darn punk. Darn punk. F-I-B-B-Y darn punk. Oh, ho, oh, that Fippy. Signs. The guards lay him out time after time. Fippy darn punk. F-I-B-B-Y darn punk.
Noles will be noles and guards will be guards. Look, he just fell again to a level 3 bard. Fippy darn punk. F-I-B-B-Y darn punk. The little nose brain is really a mess. Some kind of death wish keeps him coming.
Stare at that honky-tonk, a donk-a-donk. keeping perfect rhythm makes you wanna swing along. Got it going on like Donkey Kong. Holy, shut my mouth,
slap your grandma.
There ought to be a law. Get the sheriff on the phone. Lord have mercy, how she even get them bridges on that honky tonk, a donk a donk. Oh, look at that.
Now, honey, you can't blame her for what her mama gave her. You ain't gotta hate her for working that money maker.
And she's down at two, but we're hanging on till three. We hate to see her go, but good Lord, watch her leave. That honky tonk, but donk a donk. Keeping perfect rhythm makes you wanna swing along. Had it going on like Donkey Kong. Shut my mouth,
slap your grandma.
There ought to be a law. Get the sheriff on the phone. Lord have mercy, how she'd even get them bridges on that honky tonk, but donk a donk. Oh, that's what I'm talking about right there. Oh, yeah, selling a cheese and a root beer. He's too young for this crap.
Tushy on that girl.
Hey baby, how you doing? We don't care about the drinking, barely listen to the band. Our hands, they start to shake, and Wendy gets the urge to dance. Everybody crazy, you think you fell in love. Boys, ready, keep your distance. You can look,
but you can't touch.
That honky tonk, but donk a donk. Keeping perfect rhythm makes you wanna swing along. Got it going on like Donkey Kong. Holy, shut your mouth,
slap your grandma.
You ought to be alone. Get the sheriff on the phone. Lord have mercy, how'd she even get them leggings on? That honky tonk, but donk a donk.
Woo!
That honky tonk, but donk a donk. That honky tonk, but donk a donk. Hey! Oh yeah! Honky tonk, but donk a donk. Hey baby, I like to scale your mountain sometime.
Back or sideways or whatever. Are we all back now?
Well, I think so.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
You pass.
Drelzna is getting very, very, very close. And we're all hoping that the final mob is killed during the show, but we're not sure.
But we're hoping.
In a little bit here, we're going to be playing a game of Where in Norath is Cheese and Nibble Buns? But before that, what else we have to talk about here?
Akesha's wedding.
Yes, Akesha's wedding. Go on, tell everyone about the wedding.
Akesha and Kruger are actually getting married Saturday night. It's going to be in character on the Freeport side. But there's a lot of goodies coming. They are going to come in disguise, incognito, however you want to put it. We just ask that there's no trouble.
Trouble?
But
what kind of trouble could there possibly be?
Yeah, exactly.
What kind of trouble?
We don't want any disruptions.
What kind of trouble could Jethro Silverwing possibly get into in the Knights of Freeport Hall?
What I ask?
Actually, the wedding is not being held in the Knights of Freeport Hall.
Oh, well, that's where I'm going to be, though. You know, while the hall's cleared out, you know.
Cleared out. You're going to be an attack on the hall.
Hey, well, who's anything about an attack? I'm talking about a robbery. So, hey, this is pretty nice. Let's get this one here. And oh, look at that.
So I take it you want to bring the cart when you go?
Yeah, yeah. We're going to bring the cart with us and your unicorn.
Yeah, we're leaving some guards behind.
Oh, well, they're easily taken care of.
Probably. Now, we've said we do need people that are coming, and everyone is invited, good or bad, you know, good or evil, however you want to look at it. You are invited as long as you can, you know, behave yourself. Anybody who wants to go needs to send me a tell, which name, or a tell in-game mail, however you want to do it, and let me know who they're bringing. The location will be announced with the RSVP. We're keeping that tells. You know, until
quiet,
we know
so
who's
the
coming.
So the Papa Rose Rossi won't be bugging you and showing up in helicopters,
yeah,
flying around.
Yeah, exactly. But it's going to be a major event for us. The Lord Commander, the Overlord himself, will be there.
Oh, really?
Yes. We have the Overlord there. There will be
item. Now, of course, you realize. Of course, you realize. It is, you know, it is well within the Overlord's power to, you know, ask for, you know, something from the bride. So,
yeah, like her dress. We all know he's a crossdresser. Come on,
pardon me.
Excuse me.
The first kiss is mine.
Oh, yeah, your poor ogre groom has to put up with being kissed first.
He's quite protective. I don't know if he's going to go for that.
He'll want a kiss from the groom first, trust me.
Probably. Carter will have to get down on his knees, get down to his level.
And then he'll want your dress.
I worked very hard for that dress. And actually, I can't really say it. Kroger and my husband worked very hard for that dress. It was a big debate. I said I was going to wear the white formal dress, and I got laughed at badly. Everybody had a fit that she could not wear white.
Well, duh.
Ah, so you got the black one, which
red.
Is crafted.
I did,
faction.
Actually.
Red.
I did. Actually, you can get that from more than the Crafted Faction. You can get that in Freeport from any of the houses as long as you have 40,000 faction.
Ah.
So, I ground out umpteen writs. Kroger helped me to grind out writs. And while I was at work, because I was working so much, we were afraid I was not going to get this dress in time. Because I went from like negative 3,000. I started at when I decided I wanted this dress, had to get to 40,000.
That's
so
a lot.
It was a lot. It was
so 70,000 faction basically you had to grind.
Yes. And I was very lucky. I did quite a bit of it myself, but while I was at work, because I was working double shifts, my husband logged me in while I was at work and dragged my butt around and did writs. So I went, let's see, how much guild status do I have now? 270,000 just in guild status doing this. I did get it.
Nice.
Yeah, it was definitely something. I'll link the dress over so people could see it. It's the black formal. We debated bad. This wedding's been a huge issue.
And so what is he going to wear?
I believe he's got a very similar outfit. One of the male formals that he's going to wear. Actually went through and we had to decide on the ceremony itself. How we were going to do it, because it's not going to be a straight normal ceremony. We had to decide what colors we were going to do for the wedding. I believe we decided on a black and purple. we had to pick, you know, best man and all that. It's really been quite the the Lord Commander of Knights of Freeport is actually Thaddeus, and he's going to walk Akesha down the aisle since she has no family. Salvius, who is a general in Knights of Freeport, is actually going to perform the ceremony. So we've had to plan out. It's been interesting.
Alright. Sounds like it's going to be a good party.
It should be. We figure we're going to party all day and
come back to an
honeymoon on Sunday.
And come back to an empty guild house. All right.
Strip us right out. Yeah. I have to beef up security just on the guild house itself. But yeah, anybody who does want to go, it's going to be Saturday night. March 21st is coming Saturday. It's 7 p.m. Eastern. And just drop me a guild mail, a tell on either Xanadai or Akesha. And I'll get you signed up.
All right. Now it's time to play a game.
And what game is that?
It's time to play Where in Norrath is Cheese and Nibblebot?
Is he creeping round Freeport, Kelethan, or Kinos? A stabby freak for Tonga that everybody knows. He'll fit inside your pack packs and run off with your cheese. Tell me where in Norrath is
Cheese and Nibblebuns.
Alright, folks, this is Where in Norrath is Cheez-It Nibblebuns, the game of, well, we can't say 20 questions, but however many questions it takes to guess where in Norrath is Cheez-It Nibblebuns. He is on a continent, he is in a specific zone, and he is on a place that you can find on the map. So now, it is up to you, folks, in the chat channel to whittle it down. Where in Norrath is Cheez-It Nibblebuns? Let's start the questions. Where in Norrath is Cheez-It Nibblebuns? No one's asking questions.
No one?
Oh, okay. Delara wants to know, is he warm? Yeah, I suppose he's pretty warm right now. Let's see, is there a forest nearby? No. Not that I'm aware of. No forest nearby. I forgot how to clean my LOM stuff. Can he see water? No, he cannot see any water. He is not in Overstorm or Lava Frost, Lyra. No volcanoes. And I'm having something really weird with the Legend of Norrath thing. Everything that pops up is moving to the lower left of the screen. Weird.
It happens every now and then.
Can he see the sky? The answer is no. He cannot see the sky currently. Can he see the Pillar of Flame? No, he cannot. See, can he see sand? No. Cannot see sand at the moment. Are there orcs around? Zan, you know where he is. Are there orcs? Would you say that yes or no would be a fair answer to that?
No.
No orcs around. All right. He cannot see gnolls. The dungeon or the overland? No, he is not in the dungeon or an overland. He is in a building. He is in a building. I'll say that. So, no, he is not in Fallen Gate.
Fallen Gate's not a building.
No, it isn't. They want to know if he's in a room or a hallway. I don't think that's going to help, really, because you're not going to find a room or a hallway on the map. No, he is not in our guild hall. Delire wants to know a stone or wood building. This is a stone building. Is he near docks? You'd be able to answer this one better than I can, Zan. Is he near docks?
Technically, yes.
Okay, so technically, yes. Let's see. He is not in Faedweir. Is there a Laughing Lucan nearby? Let me check. Nope, sorry. No Laughing Lucan nearby. He is not near Kaladim. Is there a Shard Quest Giver nearby? No, there is not.
Nope. I think you got him this week.
Aha! He is not in the caves.
No, the caves are not a building. A building is four walls, a door, you know.
Oh, okay, we're getting close. He is in Freeport. He is in Freeport. He is not in the lighthouse in Atonica, though. Brill's Bar? No, he's not in Brill's Bar. He is not in Thieves' Way.
Again, those aren't buildings.
Those are not buildings, folks.
Well, except for Brill's Bar. That is a building. I'll take that back.
Okay. No, he is not in the tavern in East Freeport. He is not in the Militia House. Freeport Block and Tackle? No, he's not in the Block and Tackle. Tower of Car- No, he is not in the Common Lands. He is not in Temple Street. I'm really getting sick of this.
What?
Oh, I'm trying to redeem stuff on the, LON thing.
And it's been buggy lately.
Yeah, I'm getting that thing where the pop-ups are floating to the bottom left of the screen, and
mine float to the top.
Well, I can't click the redeem thing. let's see. He's not in the city register. He is not in a village. He's in a building in Freeport. He is not in the Coalition Trade Folk building. He's not in a tavern. He is in a building in Freeport. He's in a building. Stone building. An amphitheater. No, he is not in an amphitheater.
Amphitheater's not a building.
Let's see here. East Freeport. No, he is not in East Freeport. Not in Lucan's outhouse. No.
Lucan has an outhouse,
apparently.
I was thinking the same thing.
I may have to put the music back on again. Let's see here. We got him this week. he is not in the execution pit. He is not in the mage tower. Where?
In you won't Norath. Play Frostfell songs, so Lyra hopes he's in the execution pit.
Is he in North Freeport?
Technically, he is in North Freeport.
Ooh,
he is technically in North Freeport. He is in a building in North Freeport. Which building is it? Which Freeport Lily, would it be? Tavern? No, he is not in a tavern. Where the heck do they put this thing up?
No, he's not in the Jade Tiger.
He is not in the Jade Tiger. He is not in the Temple of War. Not in the Temple of War.
Latesh, shut up.
Shut up, Latesh. Yeah, because you're looking over Keisha's shoulder or something.
Actually, he actually guessed it for himself before he looked.
Oh, okay. Well, nope. Sorry.
He knows he can't. He knows he can't have it.
So when you claim an item from LON, I completely forgot about this. When you claim an item from the LON thing, how do you get it? I redeemed it. Now where is it?
It will be in your claim window. If you type backslash claim, it'll be in there. You can get that on any of your characters.
Okay.
Make sure you're on the character you want when you hit the claim, because it'll go to them.
Is it filled with Pally Masters? Nope, not filled with Pally Masters. Not in the painter's place. Can he see a statue of the Overlord from where he is? I cannot.
They want to know if he's visiting someone's home.
If I was visiting an actual a player's house, that would be a little unfair, wouldn't it? But yeah, I suppose that is a point, because you can see houses on the map.
True.
And sending me direct tells on questions don't work. You gotta put him in the channel, guys.
He is not in Brushwaddle Studios. He is. There is not a lift in the building.
But I believe somebody from Mistmore sent me a where they think that he is, and I think he's right. But I'm not saying yet.
You gotta say it in the blue building. What is the blue building?
Yeah, they're not saying it, because they already won once, so... But I think that person's pretty close, and they're who I'm talking about.
Huh. Yeah, if you've already won, folks, let somebody else win. Rowane wants to know if he's in the Guild Hall in North Freeport. That is correct. He is in a Guild Hall in North Freeport. So Rowane has won. Woo, Rowane!
Yay! I didn't think they were going to get it.
Yep, I am currently visiting the Knights of Freeport.
See? I told you.
So, Rowane has won. Rowane, you know what to do. Send me an in-game message. Not a tell. Send me an email, an in-game mail, with your actual... mailing address, and I'll pass that along to the folks at Online Gaming Radio, and you'll get some kind of random swag. I'm not sure what they have left.
If they don't send you anything, let me know. I'll send you a copy of The Matrix.
What? Oh, The Matrix. No! We gotta have, like, a special contest for The Matrix online.
I am tired of it sitting here. If she wants The Matrix, she can have it.
How fair is that to everyone else who's played this game and have gotten like a bumper sticker? No. If we're gonna
do a special one, so I can get rid of it.
Next week we will have a special contest. And the winner of the contest will get a copy of The Matrix Online. The Matrix Online, which was actually pretty similar to City of Heroes as far as I'm concerned, but...
The Matrix Online.
Another one of Sony Online Entertainment games.
Yes, and it is a game of great honor.
So if you have a station pass, you can play it, along with EverQuest.
Yes. So next week we'll come up with a special contest for The Matrix Online. Alright, let's camp cheese it back out here. Actually, I should probably gate him back to Kinos before now that his job is over.
Before someone catches him in here.
Now that his official job with Online Gaming Radio is over, he should not be caught in the Knights of Freeport Hall.
Would you like to come check out our jail?
I already checked out your jail, actually, but I don't want to spend any time there. I think I'm all set with that. Thanks. I'm going home now. Bye!
Oh. Poor Cheez-It.
See it now. Get a freaking scroll from Freeport. Help! I'm in the
Well, you know, Morian actually did the decorating, and she did an absolute fantastic job.
Oh yeah, if anyone wants to see this, Antonia Bale server, the large guild hall, North Freeport, Knights of Freeport. You did a fantastic job. You guys did a great job decorating this. It looks great, it really does.
Downstairs, we even have a latrine.
Yes.
So, you know, when we tell someone to go clean the latrine, we're serious.
Yep. There is a latrine there.
Yep.
Actually, there's a shower there. I didn't actually see a toilet.
Yep, it's all there. Oh, yep, shower, toilet, the whole bit. It is there. And what I found funny is the fact that we have so many different size knights. I mean, you've got a Kestra who's, you know, kind of small. And then you've got, like, Kruger who's humongous. And then you have your normal size. And she put different size beds in there, in the bunker, in the barracks. There's actually nice. Different size beds for everybody.
Very nice.
Yeah, she went all out. It's really great. It's not quite finished yet. There's a lot she's still doing.
Oh, hold on one second.
So, Eloquent, are you going to come to the wedding?
Sure.
You need to come to the wedding.
Sure.
This is going to be cool.
I can break out Janna and show up as Janna. No problem.
Oh, there you go.
Nobody will know.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We've gone through and we need to do a dry run of the wedding to make sure everything's going to come out okay.
What, you don't want to wing it?
Not particularly, no. Not with everything we've put into this so far. I can just see something going wrong.
Hey, so how many days of the cards do we get? I know we had one yesterday and one today. Do you remember how many days we have?
Five, yet? I thought we're getting five.
For this whole week?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've picked
my... I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I just don't know if I ever want to. They're giving away 10 cards for $10 for each each day. Is that it?
I'm pretty
sure. I forgot what the deal was.
You know what? And I have it written down somewhere, and sure enough, you know, I can't find it when I need it.
Well, was it each day they're offering a different set of the cards that they've released in the past?
Yep, and it's $1 a pack rather than the normal $3. But the thing is, they're not tradable.
That's fine. Still, that's pretty worth it. $10 for 10 cards. I mean, 10 packs.
Yeah.
The cards.
The loot cards aren't tradable, but the other ones, I believe, still are.
No, I think if the entire pack is locked, all the cards are locked.
See, you know, we get five packs a month, free.
Yeah, and those are locked. And
are they? See, I never really went through the actual cards. I have so many actual cards because my husband doesn't play, so he gave me all of his cards to try to trade off for whatever I want. So, but I've never noticed any of the actual playing cards being locked.
Yeah, I've noticed them locked. Warshall says different sets each day this week, tomorrow. Is set 3, Inquisitor.
Hmm. Yeah, I know it's a different set each day.
Which one's the one that had the magical house in it? I forgot.
The one before the one we have now. Oathbound, I want to say.
Yeah, maybe. I wouldn't mind trying.
Ethernauts. There it is. It's Ethernauts.
Ethernauts. Yeah, maybe I'll buy into that because I have a magical house that's tradable. If I could get one that's not tradable, then hey, I got something to trade with.
Right. Well, see, that's the problem. I know Latesh has one that's he's got one, but it's not tradable, and he doesn't want it.
Why wouldn't he want a house that's you know?
He lives in Maj Duel. He lives in Maj Duel, and he has it all decorated out and decked out and really enjoys it. He's got no interest in living in any of the mage towers.
I've been there. He's got it very well decked out.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm having the problem with the floating pop-ups even worse on Jethel. Yeah, it's going fast.
I've actually come to find I cannot open LON unless I am like in the guild hall looking at the floor doing nothing.
Really? Now, you know, this is weird. On,
it crashes my game down right now.
Now you guys both crash when anybody starts the piano. You're having the same issues with LON cards.
I fixed the piano.
How did you do that? Because he's crashing with pianos.
It was a MIDI file. My drivers and stuff needed to be updated. Once I did that, I haven't had a problem again. I mean, it was at the point that the big events and stuff that we were having in the Devs Lounge with, God, I can't even think of it. When we did the big fair.
Yeah.
Oh, now you made me go blank.
I know, isn't it awful? Yeah, when we went ahead and did that, and they took us all.
Festival of Unity.
Thank you. When we did the Festival of Unity. And we all went in the Devs Lounge afterwards for the big party. And they've done that a couple times with different events and stuff. I would be in there for maybe 2 or 3 minutes and I would crash completely down. Because the MIDI files that the piano and the dancers and all that would crash out my computer hard. Crash down the whole thing. And it doesn't do that anymore. I was, you know, just delighted. You should say, I was just stupidly happy. It's, all right, I think I get it fixed. Somebody go play the piano.
Yeah.
Because I'd be in the guild hall or something, and I'd be in a completely different section, and somebody would play the piano, and even though I have my music off, the game still loads it. I might not be able to hear it, but the game still loads it. So it starts playing, all of a sudden I'll get a couple black flashes on my screen. That's when I start cursing, because I know somebody's played it, and I have just enough time to scream and shout about it, and bloop, my whole computer goes down.
Ouch.
So I ended up going and I updated my sound drivers and I ran a file scan on my game and I haven't had a problem since.
Well, as long as the standalone clients is much more stable than one in game, but as I've even opened it and had me have it just from opening crash me out. Yeah. Probably because I hadn't updated or something, but hey, free goodies all week. Cheap cards. Hey, you know. You can't beat that. I might be tempted. God, I'm tempted.
I was, but you know what? There's not a lot. One of my favorite parts of actually the LON stuff when I get it is to trade it.
Mm-hmm.
For something that I do. So, you know, what happens if I go and I go ahead and buy some of the stuff and it's all stuff I don't want?
Yeah, that's, well, like when I got the horse, I traded my butt off for that unicorn. And that was part of the fun of it was, I mean, I ended up with basically the same stuff I started out with when I started trading, which was just funnier than all get out. But it was fun doing the trading. And if my luck, if I bought one, bought any during that period of time where they had like the unicorn and the house and stuff, I'd probably end up with another friggin' unicorn that I couldn't give or trade to anybody. I don't understand why they're locking those sets down if you're paying cash for them, except that they're discounted, you know?
I think it's a trade-off. They had to put some sort of, they're offering them at such a low price, they had to do something.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, can you run the LON thing outside of the game?
Yes, you can. There's a standalone version. Okay. I've given it to Eric. He can sit and play the card game while I'm running EverQuest 2.
That's what I thought. Okay. Because I apparently can't run it inside the game. Not right now, anyway. Yeah, I've slowly begun to realize that I need to upgrade my sound card. Because I really think that a lot of the crashing problems I've been having over the last few years are they're mostly the video card. But I have on occasion, you know, you get that thing, you come back, it's like Windows has recovered from a serious error. and I submit the info, and every once in a while it'll come up saying that it's the sound drivers. And I've upgraded the sound drivers. I've, you know, I've let the Windows update thing update the sound drivers, or I've gone right to SoundBlaster.com because I'm using one of the X-Fi Extreme Gamer, no, Extreme Music systems. And I really don't want to go to the one that's built in because that's kind of limited on memory. And, I mean, right now I can run that mixing program of mine for when I'm doing my songs, and I can have, you know, dozens of tracks and not worry about it at all. And I'm just afraid of what going to a lesser card would do to me at this point for recording purposes.
No, you need a better card, if nothing else.
Yeah. You know, some of the ones they got coming, they actually have a PCI Express sound card now. I've seen the stats on this thing, and I wish I had the money to buy it.
So I wonder how many people out there have done Brew Day. A lot.
I had a blast doing it.
Yeah, but did you get all the little plushies? All the plushies?
No, I didn't get all of them. I really wasn't interested in all of them. I just wanted my pink elephant.
Everybody went after the pink elephant, of course.
Yep.
No, I got the cabbage. He's keeping Doofu company.
But he doesn't talk like the one in Enchanted Lands. I wish he would. He was so funny.
Oh, what can you do?
And the lizard with his tongue that sticks out the back of his head, I never could understand
what?
That.
What?
Yeah.
The lizard's tongue sticks out the back of
his
head?
Yes, yes. It goes from his mouth through the back of his head. I don't know
what
why.
The hell?
I'm totally serious. Let's see. I ran a bunch of alts through. I've got the pink elephant. I've got the cabbage. I've got the lizard. The only one I haven't gotten is the pig, because it's just a pig.
Yeah.
There's no wings on it, and I always was wondering why they didn't put wings on it, but then again, they may have issues with Harley Davidson and Pink Floyd. I don't know. Because both of them use pigs with wings, you know what I'm saying?
When pigs fly.
I have to laugh. Because,
well, if you must.
People are invading the Knights of Freeport Guild Hall and checking it out. It's funny to watch people run around in here. There's an office downstairs. It's Rakoth's office. And anyone who knows Racky knows that he is just a nasty, mean, rotten lizard.
Okay.
It's the sort of thing even the knights are scared of him.
Ooh, that's not good.
People have invaded his office. He has all sorts of experiments in there. He has, you know, the table with the...
Quick, everyone! Start messing around with the beakers! Start mixing with the beakers!
I actually have a picture. He asked me the other day to go in his office and get something out of character. He asked me to go in there and link him something so he could see what it was for a friend. And so while I was in there, I took pictures of Akesha dancing on his table.
Uh-oh.
Because in character, you don't go in there. It's just a very scary, nasty place. So I have to laugh for the fact that people are invading his office.
You have to make screenshots and post it on the Knights of Freeport website.
Everybody invades his office.
I am actually going to... I have the ones ready to post of her dancing on the table.
No, wait a minute. What you need to... You were telling me earlier today that the Knights of Freeport are wanting to branch out and actually roleplay outside of the guild and stuff now.
We have
here's
been.
What you do.
They're a lot different, and we've been having a lot of fun.
Right, but here's what you do. You take a picture of everyone invading his office, and you're like, it's Jethel's fault. Jethel sent all these people into your office to rob you.
Racky would collect a team and send them. He wouldn't do it himself. You know, he's you know, one of the higher rank officers, so he wouldn't do it himself. He's all about delegating.
Oh, I see.
So he would actually send a crew of us to come get you.
Yeah, but how many of you would make it back is the question.
Well, you see, Knights of Freeport is now broken up into brigades.
Oh.
First, second, and third.
And this has worked out very, very well for us. We have a very organized system with us, and it's been fantastic. 1st Brigade is the first in and the first out. Survival rate on this on this is about zero.
Oh, lovely.
You go in, you're not expected to make it back out. We call them the Irregulars.
Do they have blue shirts? Or red shirts. I'm sorry, red shirts.
Red shirts.
They actually made a big joke about the fact we should all wear red shirts. They get usually the most dangerous jobs. You know, they're sent in first to assess the situation and make it safe for the rest of us to come in. They would probably put a big group of them.
Very nice.
And then there's 2nd Brigade, and that's where actually Akesha is. They are special ops. They report directly to the Lord Commander, and they report to Rakoth, one of the generals. They are usually the scouts, the informants, the ones that can get in and out really, you know, without being seen.
Right.
And then we have the 3rd Brigade, which is more or less home security. They stay in town, they do the patrols, the house inspections, that sort of thing. So we've got quite a nice organized system, you know, and what ends up happening is, depending on the job that needs to be done, you know, say going after Jethel, somebody from 2nd Brigade would probably go and find out all the information that was needed, you know, where he was, you know, his, you know, habits and that sort of thing. And then they'd make a collection of someone from 2nd and probably a handful of 1st and go track you down.
Hmm.
It's been a lot of fun, and it's very organized, and we've got reports going between all three of the different brigades and, you know, people who lead up each one. It's really done very well. It's been a lot of fun dragging other people into it. It's been great.
And as someone who knows Jethel and his background story and what he really is and stuff like that, how would you recommend the Knights of Freeport come after me?
In great numbers. Because one might not be able to take you, 40 maybe. Because as you're killing the other 30, the 10 might get you.
Long time.
But that would be information that, you know, Akesha is one of the higher ranks for 2nd Brigade. She's Special Ops. And she's gone on a lot of missions and stuff like that, to where the very first thing you do, it's not a one trip in. You go in, you gather information, you aren't seen, and you come back and you report it, and that's when you go from there. And you might go back, but it's just nice to have a defined job in it.
So you guys would like do your intelligence on Jethel, and then you go back to your commander and go, "Are you fucking kidding me?"
Pretty much. And that's when you would send in the 1st Brigade, because they're not expected to come back anyway. Not a lot of people volunteer for 1st Brigade.
Except for...
they're kind of thrown into it.
Except for Timmy.
Yeah.
Yep. Timmy we do have a few
in 1st. Yep. We do have a few that are in 1st, and they definitely are the Irregulars. You know, we've got Zathanas, who isn't quite all there.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little Arisai, and he's a little crazy.
Oh, Arisais are Ghosts never all there.
Yeah, well, he sees things. Ghosts and such spirits talk to him.
Oh.
He has a little wolf that follows him around, but he's so used to seeing it that he doesn't really think it's there. He's pretty sure he's the only one that can see it, so he ignores it. So if somebody asks him about the wolf, he says, "What wolf?" And he'll swear to you it's not there.
Nice.
I mean, he's absolutely crazy, and the guy who plays him is just fantastic. There's a mute Karen,
mm-hmm.
which has been just funny to try to communicate with him and get points and stuff across.
So no caterwauling or anything like that from him, huh?
Exactly, yeah. It's really... we are an odd bunch. A very odd bunch.
All right, well, we're getting around to the end of the show here.
I want to know if Zan has seen Tumpy Heroes G crate yet.
Yeah?
Ooh, in the marketplace.
I have.
And?
I'm going to have to get it somehow because Tumpies. I have to collect all geese.
Oh, that's right. There's a new gee there. I forgot.
Yeah, it's an actual gee that I could probably get and wear, too. I like it.
Well, you could if you wanted to spend $10 for it.
Yeah.
That bothers me a little bit.
Well, I'll tell you what.
They have every other class. They have leather armor. They have chainmail armor. They have plate armor available. So why not gees?
Well, here's the trade-off. Kelathan's Outrider leather crate has the class hat in it.
Yes. But it's but it's a different color. It's a bright green or something like that. Yeah. The cowl.
Not much of a difference.
The cowl, yeah.
Yeah, the cowl.
But that's the Ranger's class hat.
And the Freethinker's Abomination hunting hat is... No, I'm sorry. That's not what I was looking for. Oh, there's one of the Academy ones. Let's see.
The Concordium Apprentice cap.
No, the Academy of Arcane Science Fieldwear hat is the wizard class hat.
Yep.
So I'm sure pretty soon they're probably going to come out with, all of them.
I like that, which one is it? Freethinker's Abomination Hunting Hat.
Yeah,
but it makes you bald.
Yeah, I wish these hats would keep your hair.
I noticed that. Yeah, I didn't like that at all.
Yeah, I wish they'd keep the hair.
If my hair still stayed there, I'd probably be very, 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 very tempted for it. But it removes all my hair. I'd become bald at that point. It's a cool hat. And the Concordium Apprentice cap? Oh, that's just really silly with no hair.
Yeah. But, I can see gnomes having that. Gnomes would look really funny having that.
God, gnomes.
Gnomes.
I know this is old, but the Cynical Hood of Death.
Yeah, I have one of those.
That was cool.
I'm surprised you don't wear that more often or something.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, I tell you what. The next, if I ever do go to the Knights of Freeport Hall... In character, I will be wearing that.
I am going to have to spend money and get this guy pretty soon before he's gone.
Okay.
I want the magical, Ferowin Guardian statue. I want two of them.
Let's see, what is that?
I'm going to turn them into pool boys.
Oh, is that the High Elves and their bright armor?
Yeah.
Actually, what I was thinking, if you, because I am redoing the downstairs recreation area. I've already picked up all the, I've already dismantled the theater. What we could do, but, it would cost, would be set up a couple more guards, pick up one of those dressing dummies for a new uniform, make it nude. And we'll get like two pool boys and two pool girls.
Don't stick them in geese.
There you go. Now, Zan, don't you miss being in the LOK?
It's just too bad you can't bend their arms.
Lately, I am all over the place. I'm in Guardians of the Fade Arc. I'm in Knights of Freeport. It's been hard to pick a character. I'm all over the place.
On these guys, I wish you could pose them a little better. I mean, wish you could bend one of their arms.
They can't pose them at all.
I know, but if you could bend one of their arms so it would go across their chest, we could take any of those wall hangings and shrink it and hang it off his arm as a towel,
Oh, yeah, that would be kind of cool.
I'm terrible. Oh, I could just see a couple of them standing with their arm across their chest with these things. Pool boys in a line. Yeah.
Oh, pool boy.
dry my toe. Okay.
Oh, don't you remember that skit in Mad TV? This old lady has a pool boy. Oh, pool boy! Dance for me, pool boy, dance! And he does a stupid little dance.
And of course, the word of today is debauchery. No, okay.
Debauchery.
Actually, I think after our discussion about Akesha and what's his name again?
Kruger. Kruger Elvenslaver, which is going to be rather funny because I'm going to be Akesha Elvenslaver.
Nice. I think after that, this show has been brought to you by Preparation Age. For those sore orifices. Oh, good Lord.
And you talking about me going there?
No. Hey, I didn't say poop or anything there. Like that. God.
I didn't say poop either.
Oh, stop.
I did not say poop. And you just got through saying poop first.
You know what I think would be a really interesting show? I say we invite my ex-wife on one of these days. Just to embarrass the crap out of her. For those who don't know, my ex-wife is a born-again Christian. Very prim and proper and stuff like that. Oh, no, nothing foul ever crosses her lips. Yeah, let's bring her on the show.
Yeah.
She'll be sending...
You can take bets how fast you can make her cuss.
I know I can.
Yeah. Kruger was really hoping to join us tonight, but he had to work.
Oh, that's
he tried to get the shift off, but couldn't.
That's okay. We understand how it is when a guy tries to get off and just can't do it.
Well, then when he shifts, you know, he loses the rhythm.
Yeah. Okay, folks, that's the show for this week. This has been the Silver Wing Show, March 17th, 2009. Zan, do you have anyone you want to give a shout-out to?
Everybody in the Knights of Freeport. For letting us invade.
I really hope you did get some screenshots. Elquin, anyone you want to give a shout out to?
Well, I want to give a shout out to Warsaw and Tim, Kitty, and Matt. And I want to give another plug to Cloud Shadow. Worthwhile dropping by, at least checking it out. Their songs are free, as long as they're not used for commercial use. And Drell, I hope. She gets her mythical.
It's gonna be sometime tonight. We know that.
Maybe. I don't know if they're gonna have to go back for another round or not.
Alrighty. Okay, well, everyone, this has been the show. Thanks for tuning in.
Happy Brawl Day.
Happy Brawls Brew Day. It's Brew Day, not Brawl Day.
It's Brawl.
Drinking up, it doesn't matter.
Drinking up, baby! And we'll see you next week. Good night. Hey, all right, that's it for this episode of the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
And I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheese and Nibblemuds!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is D Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Linkdeath. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Alcoholic. Sensitivity Seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by 3 Badgers, 2 Giant Rats, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, a package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday night at 4 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for me, Jethel Silverwing, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elk Magenta, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.